morning show got me going to Starbucks. Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the ladies going down the wood. That'd be Hollywood. What's dropping on this Monday, May 20th?
Trending now.
Trending about right now. All right, spoiler alert. Last night, American Idol 2024. Yeah, the finale. And they announced your latest American Idol. Watch out.
Of American Idol 2024 is...
Congratulations. You did it. You did it.
Ooh, well, well. American Idol, Abby Carter is your new American Idol. There you go. She threw it down. I guess she was one of the favorites throughout the whole competition. Very good singer. In fact, here's a little bit of her, what she's done in the past.
Amazing. Also, she's a stunner.
She is.
Wow.
She's a cutie. Yep.
You can see Katy Perry just jaw on the floor. Yeah, performer. Yeah. Let's hope that we see her do
more.
Yeah, you please. Know, can we make that happen?
I hate when we have these, whether it's The Voice or Idol, and they win, and we don't really hear too much about it.
Exactly.
Hopefully, this will be different for Abby Carter, your new American Idol.
Trending now.
Well, Adele shared a major update on life plans during her Vegas residency show over the weekend. Well, here's the thing. She's getting ready to kind of wrap it up. She's wrapping up her weekends with Adele residency in Vegas. And she's pretty much been open about, you know, her desire to have more children with her boyfriend, Rich Paul. And she's pretty much saying, hey, I'm going to be prioritizing that very soon. She says, once I'm done with all my obligations and all of my shows, I want to have a baby.
She's going to have a baby.
Wow. Well, you know, every time they do something like this, a lot of people start speculating, is she already expecting?
True, true.
She says, I want a girl because I've already got a boy. She has 11-year-old son, Angelo, by the way. But she says, yeah, I feel like she might be like the, you know, person I love most in the world. So hopefully that's what will happen. She's going to put me in my place all the time, isn't she? So, yeah, she already has a stepdaughter whom she also congratulated on stage and says that's my stepdaughter's graduation this weekend. Her name is Rihanna. She graduated from Clark Atlanta University. She says everyone's back home celebrating her. Obviously, I'm here with my, you know, crowd here. She says, but I love you, darling, is what
love
he said
darling.
About her stepdaughter, Rihanna.
All right,
so there
well,
you go. Hey,
she's got some life plans.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see if Adele doesn't announce that she's expecting soon.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
We got you. The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B93.
Hola, it's Gottman, and you need to know the code to your man's phone, the code to the streets, and the code to get into your Airbnb.
I don't know why you have to keep saying that I punched it in wrong.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Although
numbers seem to be a little challenging for you.
Do you have a manager?
Hold, please. Next on your world's famous Gottman's call.
The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. Only on B90.
Boy, all right, time for a new edition of We Cannot Make This.
Ish up.
Can't do it. So a grandma is in trouble after she grabbed Goofy's backside at Disney World, ladies and gentlemen.
Great. You know. Not me as a grandma.
Thank you. Wow.
I'm like, I saw him at a costume. He's kind of cute.
How many times have we seen videos lately of mascots getting attacked or mascots getting mad,
yeah.
Vice versa? Either way, it's just like, what's going on?
Seriously, what's happening?
And of course, at Disney World, there's plenty of chances to do that when you see a mascot walking around. Well, grandma thought it was cute to walk up on Goofy and Goofy's backside and say pretty much, hey there, Goofy, and then squeeze his butt 3 times,
no!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, squeezing the cheeks.
Yeah, not good. Goofy and was not having it, though.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Not happy, and that's the thing. These mascots, they're sometimes good sports, but you know.
In this case, he wasn't having it. He's like, look, it's been a long day. I'm hot and I'm tired.
Was like, hey, you know, what are you? And then there was security around and grabbed the security. And security pretty much told the lady, look, you can't do that. That's assault.
Gosh.
That's assault. You just assaulted Goofy.
Are you happy?
Do you want that on your record?
No. At the happiest place on earth, you're assaulting Goofy. The characters. Are you kidding me?
So after a little back and forth, she did apologize. And then, of course, they asked Goofy whether he was cool with it. And he says, you know what? I will not press charges. Please just learn not to be squeezing mascots' butts. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Back in the day, we were squeezing the Charmin. Stick to that.
Now we're squeezing Goofy.
Uh-uh.
I mean, what's
so
the deal?
Cute. Look, listen to him.
Thank you. Anyway, so there it is, Goofy's backside. When you go to Disney World, don't squeeze the Charmin.
Well, okay.
Wow.
I guess not.
Yeah. At least he wasn't squeezing the front. She wasn't squeezing the front side.
No!
Hey, hang on!
Stick to the Goofy booty!
Goofy might have been like, hey, come back here, Grandma. I got you.
Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, more headlines dropping on this Monday, May 20th. Box office over the weekend. Number one movie with $35 million. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes was number two with 26. The Strangers of the Fall Guy and Challengers at $2.9 million. They say that if, though, underdefinitely performed, because, of course, it cost, what, $150 million to
Holy
make?
Holy moly.
And it only made $35, so they're saying, yeah, it could be on its way to Flopville.
Well, my 10-year-old got to see it and absolutely loved it.
Mom,
I liked it so much. So, I mean, you know, give it a shot, maybe. Take your kids, especially now that school's going to be out real soon.
Maybe when school's out, it'll up it, because
have imaginary friends, take them to see the Imaginary Friend movie.
Well, it was number one, so it just didn't make as much as they were hoping, but maybe that'll change a little. Who knows?
Trending now.
Well, how about J-Lo and Ben did Sunday Fun Day together yesterday? It's like, wait, what marriage problems? Are y'all crazy? Even though reportedly they're not living under the same roof, they say Ben moved out a few weeks ago. They spent much of yesterday together looking like a happy couple. They were hanging in Santa Monica. They both showed out to support J-Lo's kid, Emmy, in a school event. Jennifer Garner also showed up with she and Ben's son, Finn. They say everything was all good. They were together in the same vehicle, both had their wedding rings on, and they say they even went to dinner together as a family. So I don't know. I don't know if they're just trying really hard to make it seem like, you know, dispel the rumors, like everything's fine, hunky-dory, or are they trying really hard to repair their marriage, because they, you know, sources are saying they are in therapy currently. So,
yeah, well,
I don't know. I really have high hopes for these two. I really don't want them to split.
Yeah, but who knows? I mean, we'll see what happens. You never know with them two, you know?
Yeah, that's the
never
thing.
Know.
Poor J-Lo.
Like, if it went either way, we're not going to be shocked.
It's true.
With either way, so.
I'm holding out hope, Leo. Quit!
I know you are. Good luck to this crazy couple.
Thank you.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
3. This loca. Don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B90. 93.
Yeah. So when you go to an Airbnb, don't put in the wrong code. You know, they give you the code to get in.
Yes.
Don't do it, because then Carmen will get on you.
Then you'll get a call from Carmen.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, my name is Carmen. May I please speak to Albert?
Yes, this is him.
I'm calling on behalf of the owners of the Airbnb that you rented this past weekend.
Yes.
I am with security, and they told me that you had some issues with the keyless security code.
Yes. They gave me, like, the wrong number when I was punching it in. It wasn't working.
Oh, yes, exactly. Because you incorrectly punched the code in more than 5 times, it automatically triggers the system to lock. And unless there is a crime, it is $500 to unlock it.
Okay.
So we take all major credit cards?
I'm not paying that. I got the wrong number to punch into the code, so I punched in the wrong code that they gave.
Yes, keyword is you punched in the wrong code. That locked the system. Now you're responsible for the $500 fee.
I don't know why you have to keep saying that I punched it in wrong.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Although numbers seem to be a little challenging for you.
Do you have a manager?
Hold, please.
There, my name is Dale with Security. How can I help you?
Was being an absolute nightmare, accusing me.
Is this the guy who didn't punch in the code right like 17 times?
What's wrong with you, buddy? 17 times. I wasn't counting how many times I punched it in.
Do you know that doing something over and over and over again and expecting a different is the definition of stupid?
So how about you tell that to the previous woman who kept telling me I punched in the number over and over? Why are you yelling?
Hold on, let me turn my hearing aid down.
No, hey, listen.
Hola, this is Gunnerman. How can I help you?
Why the f*** would they put
you? Why are you cursing at me? Who is this?
This is the same guy that you were talking to before.
You busted up Dale's hearing aid. We're going to need money for his hearing aid. Dale, are you all right?
What?
Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
Somebody who's had a big old birthday on this Monday, May 20th.
Let me tell you, I want to wish my first niece ever, Isabella Leva from Midland, Texas, a very special 12th birthday today. Today's your day, girly pop. We love you so much. Love always your favorite Theatio cousins. And of course, Pumpkin. So, Isabella Leva, happy 12th birthday to you. Who else having a birthday? I would love to wish a very special happy 6th birthday to our niece, Priscilla Gonzalez. We love you with all our hearts. Love Nino, Nina, and the kids. Who else having a big birthday? Wishing a happy 6th birthday to our princess. Mama and Tata, love you so much. So happy 6th birthday. If you want to throw a name in there, we'll give a big shout. So happy 6th birthday to Princess. Love it. And I think that's it for local celebrities.
Nice birthday shouts going out. Celebrity-wise, who's having a big old birthday today? Let's hear. Jack Gleason is 32. Joffrey on Game of Thrones. Yeah. Hello. Nice. Rachel Platten is 43. Fight song. Yeah.
Okay.
Busta Rhymes. Yeah, Flashback Friday, 52 years old today.
Pastor Cabassier.
Tony Stewart, NASCAR superstar, 53 years old today. Happy birthday.
Love it.
You take the good, you take the bad.
Uh-oh.
The Facts of Life, Natalie, Mindy Cohn, 58 years old.
Oh, wow. She's on Apple TV Plus on that, what is it, Royale? Is it Palm Royale?
Not mad.
Anyway, with Carol Burnett.
And
Kristen Wiig, Ricky Martin.
Okay, yeah, nice.
She's on there too. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I follow her on IG. I love her. Also, she is godmother to Angelina Jolie, a couple of her kids.
That's crazy.
That blows my mind.
Awesome birthday shout going out. And the legendary Cher is 78 years old today.
Shut your face.
What? Wow. Legendary Cher. Turning 78, so a big happy birthday to Cher.
Wow.
Come on, hey, she's an icon.
She's a legend.
She's a legend. All right, let's spin the morning game. We'll see what it lands on.
All right, let's go. It's spinning. The wheel is spinning on this Monday morning. Yes, it is spinning. It's landing on what?
You can get with this.
Or you can get with that.
Right, or you can get with that.
Or you can get with this.
Up for grabs, we got some Domino's Pizza. Plus, let's throw in some movie passes on this free movie Monday. Go check out one of the top movies at Synergy. Maybe you missed something over the weekend. Maybe you want to catch it. You can. All you got to do is be caller 9 at 563.
Double 93.
Hit us up. Good morning. It's 7:40.
It's time for the 37th annual. More. Leo and Rebecca in the morning is just minutes away. B93. Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Our day just got a little brighter because Jessica's on the line with us. What's going on?
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. How's it going with Adam?
Oh, you brighten my day every morning, so I'm glad I can return the favor.
Aw, she's so sweet.
Love that.
Well, we're happy to be a part of your morning routine, especially on a Monday. How can we help you with your man? Well, I guess you want him to be your man, Adam.
Well, we started messaging right after we met, and we got along really well. But I haven't heard from him since our date.
So how long has it been?
A week and a half of wondering what went wrong.
Wow. That's like torture, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why don't we start off with what went right? How was the date?
It was so much fun. We had a late Cinco de Mayo. We both love Mexicans, so we decided the whole month is worth celebrating.
Oh, nice.
Same.
Lots of margaritas. Yeah.
Same girl, same.
Not too many. Like, I mean, we didn't get sloppy or anything, but we laughed a lot. The food was so delicious.
Nice. So did anything crazy go on?
Yeah.
I mean, not so crazy. I mean, the only thing I can think of is we were sharing these overloaded nachos and he put too much faith in his balancing abilities. So, yeah, exactly. Like half of the toppings ended up in his lap, but we got a good laugh out of it. Like it didn't seem like a big deal.
Wow, how funny.
Well, can you think of anything that might have been a red flag for him?
No, I really can't. He even said that we should have a few more Cinco de Mayo before the month is over. But, you know, I messaged him a couple of times and I got nothing.
Okay.
So he was down to hook up and meet up again a few more times. What the heck might have gone wrong?
Well, I don't, maybe it was the nachos all on his lap or something. I have no idea.
I mean, the thing is, hopefully we can work our magic and see if we can maybe get you some answers, help you out, okay? Are you good with us giving him a call?
Yeah, my fingers are crossed. I really, really want to see him again.
Okay, cool. Don't go nowhere. We're going to do that next.
Aww. Okay.
93. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hello?
Hey, is this Adam?
Well, you're awfully excited considering how early it is.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's our job to be this jumpy in the morning, you know what I mean?
What's up? It's Leona Beck of the Morning Show. Hey, we hopefully bring our enthusiasm to work every day. That's what we try to do.
Hello.
Okay. Why are you calling me though?
Well, we heard from someone you know. Do you remember going for some Mexican food with Jessica a week ago or so?
Yeah, Jessica. Yeah, totally. I remember. She was sweet.
Well, so you did like hanging out with her?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's net positive. We got along well.
Okay. Then is there a reason why you haven't called her back?
I mean, to be honest, I'm not really sure. I guess she didn't really grab my attention.
Bah.
What? I wore my favorite dress. I spent almost an hour on my makeup. We shared laughs. Like, what more do you want?
what's going on? This got weird real fast here.
Well, you know, Adam, we just want to help you out. Jessica, she's been hanging out with us listening on the other line. Definitely say hi to her.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Hi,
Jessica. I'm really sorry. It sounds like you're upset, and you know, honestly, you're a great girl. I'm not sure that you and I make sense. That's really just what? Sort of what
how,
it comes down
how
to.
How can you? Look, it was easier when you weren't getting back to me. Okay.
Right, but I understand. But listen, this is more of a me thing. So, again, you sound upset, but it's not you, it's me.
Yeah. No, but, okay, first of all, I didn't like that. But, Jessica, are you okay? Like...
No, this is so frustrating. It's so hard out there.
Oh, wow. Aw. I mean, just breathe for a minute.
No, they say you either go on an app and meet your soulmate in a week or two, or you're searching for years, right? A week or two or years, like, there's such a big gap between those two. I'm 18 months into the app. It's hell. I can't do this anymore. Where is he?
Wow. Well, I think he's gone. No, poor Jessica. Well, she's talking about her forever, but right. I guess I don't know. Do you want, look, here's the thing. Don't hang up. We'll talk to you off the air for just a minute. We definitely want to stay in touch with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we can find someone else for you.
Girl,
forget the app.
It's not,
really?
Yeah, it's not that heavy. This guy,
no,
forget him.
I mean, you know, it doesn't mean Adam's a bad guy.
No.
It just means you both definitely weren't on the same page.
This one didn't connect. It's all good. Yeah, yeah, just kind of brush it off and you move on to something better maybe, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, stay on the line.
Aww.
Stay on the line. Little Rebecca in the morning time, and we cannot make this.
Ish up.
Nope. So there's a woman claims that she was trying to deposit cash, and a $100 bill kept on getting kicked out of the ATM. How about that? Have you ever deposited cash at an ATM?
Can I tell you, I want this at my bank. Well, I have several, but I want this at one of my banks so badly. I want to just be able to go and deposit cash in the ATM or whatever.
Well,
that's
usually
what I want to do.
When we think of ATMs, you're like, oh, I need a 20, I need a 40,
I need
something.
You're taking money out,
But no, you can also deposit. You know, I mean, sometimes you need to deposit a certain amount.
Seriously?
Well, she was doing that, but one of the $100 kept coming back out.
What the heck?
And she's like, what the heck?
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I think I may know where this is going.
She took it to the bank teller, and she got an explanation of why it kept doing that.
When I give it to the teller, she says, oh, I can't take it. It's counterfeit. And I was like, girl, no. No. And I said, run the little marker thing over it. And then she said, I don't have to. I'm looking at it. It's counterfeit.
I knew it!
Yes!
Poor thing. Where in the world did she get this fake $100 bill, I wonder?
Well, here's the thing. She goes, the crazy thing about this whole story is, first of all, I've never been, you know, accused of having counterfeit money, but I do, I guess.
Right.
Well, she goes, well, that's funny because I got that actual bill from this bank.
She's like, hold up, wait a minute. Did you guys forget a couple of days ago I came in here for a different transaction?
Yes.
And you all are the ones that gave it to me?
The bank was cute. At the moment, they were like, wow, you have counterfeit money, kind of pointing.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay. And then after about 5 minutes, she goes, hang on. But I got this bill from you all.
Mind you, at that point, though, how would you be able to prove that?
Yeah, She went and goes, look, I know I got it from here. So the bank wasn't really trying to accuse her, but they were trying to figure it out. And when they went back and went inside and looked, there were other $100 bill counterfeit money that they have right there. Yeah.
Goodness.
And probably were distributing themselves.
Yeah, seriously.
How about you're the ones that are distributing the counterfeit money, not me.
Let's investigate you.
Thank you.
Ching. I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, think about it. Think about it. When you've ever gone inside of your bank to take money, deposit money, whatever, when's the last time, like, how often, more often than not, they will mark it or put it up and look?
True.
I can't ever not leave the bank without them doing that.
I always get that probably wrong. I always get, like, they have a little highlighter.
Yes.
And they put it on there. I'm like, oh, I wonder if I could do that with my highlighter. I mean, it's probably a special pen. Or a special highlighter, but they do it, and then they say, okay, everything's cool.
Okay, you know what? And I feel foolish. Like, I'm literally probably the last person on the face of the earth to not know how that works. If you work at a bank, will you call us? What are they doing? What are they looking for?
What are they looking for? Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know?
I don't
know. When they mark the bill or if they hold it up to the light or whatever, what is it that they see?
I think it's supposed to show something, and if it doesn't, then it's counterfeit.
Hang on. Let me grab my $100 bill from my purse right now. My bad. That's a dollar bill.
No.
Sorry, my bad.
Does
honest
it work
mistake.
On counterfeit dollars?
No,
bills.
But listen. Like, I think someone told me once upon a time that there's, like, if you hold it up to the light, there's a line that runs vertically.
Oh, okay.
Down this $100 bill, or I guess whatever bill, there's a line that runs down. up and down. And that you are, if you're able to see that, it's legit money.
I thought that if they got the bill, put the highlighter on it, and then looked it up in the light, if it says the word nombre, then no, it's not good.
You know,
it's not good.
That nombre word, as opposed to what I thought you were going to say.
That's right. Okay.
I thought you were going to say the other word that I don't like. But no, nombre.
Nombre.
We'll look for that on our money from now on.
Wow.